When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Play Mornings with Stefan John Replay.
Good morning, world.
It is March 18th, 2024.
And it is the final day of winter.
Good. Get out of here. Or final official day of winter, we should say.
Yes. And the crazy thing is, today it's supposed to be plus 12.
Yeah.
On that last day of winter.
Nice.
I know. First day of spring, 1.
Oh.
Second day of spring, minus 6 in snow.
Uh-huh.
Third day of spring, minus 9 in snow.
Great.
And basically for the rest of the week after tomorrow, we have snow in the forecast every single day.
Sick. Sick. I do love the one day of spring we get every year.
Yeah, enjoy it, John.
Oh, I will. You too, Steph.
Start up the barbecue. We've been talking about my new neighbor since about November.
Just the guy who chills in his car?
The guy who chills in his truck running.
Yeah.
And he just sits there. He's just on his phone. Don't know what he's up to.
Yeah.
New development this weekend.
Oh, I love this story.
So, during the evening, my husband and I are watching Survivor on the couch, as you do.
Okay.
And we just hear like a loud honk of the horn.
Yeah?
We're like, huh, that was an interesting noise. Kind of like, not trying to be nosy neighbors, maybe somebody's getting picked up. Half an hour later, meep. Okay, maybe we'll like see if everything's okay out there. Maybe yeah. Somebody needs some help. Nothing. Then we're going to bed. It's like 11:30 and the horn honks again. So my husband goes and looks out the window and there's my neighbor sitting in his running vehicle again. But now he's falling asleep and he's hitting his head off the steering wheel every time he does.
What is going on? When do you think, okay, when do you think you heard the first honk?
Oh, probably like 6:30 p.m.
Okay. So let's say he's been in the truck for about 5 hours.
Yeah.
That's weird. That is weird.
It's weird because, like, doesn't he need gas now? Like, 5 hours of a running vehicle seems like you would be almost out, right?
That's what you think is weirdest about this? The gas usage? Not the fact that this man is not only just chilling in his running truck, but chilling so long that he ends up falling asleep.
And doesn't think, maybe I should go to bed. Maybe I should go inside.
Especially if the first honk was at 6:30 and he was still falling asleep till 11:30 p.m.
I wonder if he takes like an on-call job very seriously. Like he's like, I must sit in the vehicle at all times while I'm on call. Just like maybe he doesn't understand that when you're on all call, you wait for the phone to ring to go get in the vehicle. You know?
I signed up for a 1 month free trial that expires today. And I don't want to have to pay for it, so I tried to cancel it last night.
Uh-huh.
Three separate times, it told me, sorry, there's been a problem, please try again later.
Oh my goodness.
That seems sketchy.
Yeah.
A little sketchy, right?
They know. They know what's going on.
Now, I don't want to put these people on blast or say what it is, but it's a streaming service that is a bird. And I got it so I could watch super extended Office episodes.
Right.
So take of that as you will. Make your own assumptions of what streaming platform that is. But it does make sense that they're the one doing this and it's not something like Netflix, because Netflix already has all the subscribers they need, I think.
Yeah, I also feel like they do make it more and more difficult. I tried to cancel a meal service once.
Okay.
And I had to call after Googling multiple times of how to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Finally, you got a call. I called and the guy was like, why don't we just put it on pause for 3 months and then you can revisit this in 3 months? I'm like, no, I want to cancel. Let's just put it on pause. And I was like, excuse me. Like, I don't think you're hearing me. He's like, no, I'm hearing you, but you seem to really like this. So I think you just want to pause it. I was like, I think I want to never give you money again. Don't make this so difficult.
That's so weird.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Leave it to Golden Hour to show you all of the dust in the air.
Golden Hour?
Golden Hour. You know, when the sun is just shining in brightly your window and then all of a sudden you can just see all of the dirt that's accumulated everywhere?
Yes. Okay. I do know what you're talking about.
The hair floating on the ground across the floor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yesterday, I had Golden Hour streaming in and I discovered just how dirty my kitchen window was. And so I promptly took out the cloth and cleaned it. And then I started looking around at my other windows and I was like, oh my goodness, how do we even see out these things? So I said to my husband, oh my gosh, we need to clean these windows. They're terrible. We've got to get the squeegee out. We got to go outside and clean. And he said, we've lived here 6 years and I don't think we've cleaned them once. And I was like, no, I did. At the beginning of the pandemic, when I was on a cleaning spree, I cleaned all the windows. And he was like, that was 4 years ago. I've been saying for weeks and apologizing to anybody I give a ride to that my truck is a mess and I really need to clean it out.
And as your friend, yeah, she a little messy.
Well, it's just like I have stuff for the station in there and stuff for Girl Guides in there and then some of my stuff in there. And all of a sudden when you throw in the receipts and the straw wrappers too.
It's just easier, eh?
It's a place. It's a place for sure. But yesterday I decided to, you know, finally do the deed. I was going to clean it out.
Nice.
And so I was out there with my little garbage can and finding all of the different things that didn't belong to somebody else. So I was able to organize the Girl Guide stuff, put it in a Rubbermaid. It's going to live at somebody else's house.
Perfect.
I found all my station stuff in there. I brought it up with me this morning. Now I have one bag of reusable grocery bags and one bag of shoes for the gym. And that's it.
That's it.
Be wowed, John.
That's crazy. Knowing what your truck was before, that's insane.
I have to tell you, I did find something a little bit surprising in there, though.
Oh, are you going to say like a mouse? If you say you found a mouse, I'm never getting back in your car ever again.
It wasn't a mouse, but I do distinctly remember when my husband and I went to Edmonton in November and we had some extra chicken nuggets from Burger King.
You did not find a chicken. Oh, man. What'd you find?
We went to go to into the hotel and I said, should I bring these extra nuggets in? And he said, it's cold enough out here that it doesn't matter if it's in the fridge or out here. And I was like, yep, you're right. And I found them yesterday. What? You don't have anything to say about that?
What did they look like? You opened it.
Yeah.
They
still look like chicken nuggets. They've just been frozen all winter.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing that they look exactly the same.
Was this my own kind of science experiment? Maybe. Will it tell you where they're from? No.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.